Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Metaphysical Millionaires, A Guide to Enlightened Manifestation by R.J. Purcell, presents a modern prosperity framework that blends practical self-development with spiritually oriented manifestation principles. Rather than treating wealth as a purely external target, the book approaches money as a mirror of beliefs, habits, identity, and energetic alignment. It positions abundance as something built through inner clarity, conscious intention, and consistent action, with special attention to the emotional and ethical dimensions of success. Readers can expect discussions that connect mindset training, visualization, and values, based living to real-world outcomes such as career growth, business momentum, and improved financial decision-making. The central promise is not instant riches, but a more integrated path where personal evolution supports material progress. In that sense, the book aims to serve both the spiritually curious reader who wants grounded steps and the goal-driven reader who is open to inner work. Its tone is oriented toward empowerment and responsibility, emphasizing self-awareness, discipline, and a broader definition of prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining wealth as an inner and outer practice. A core theme is the redefinition of wealth as more than income or net worth. The book frames prosperity as a composite of inner state and outer results, suggesting that financial outcomes often follow identity, expectation, and emotional conditioning. Instead of asking only how to make money, it encourages readers to examine what they believe money means, what they fear it will change, and what they unconsciously assume they deserve. This is important because hidden beliefs can quietly sabotage progress through procrastination, self-sabotage, impulsive spending, undercharging, or avoiding opportunities. By widening the definition of wealth to include freedom, time, creativity, service, and peace of mind, readers are guided to set goals that feel aligned rather than pressured. The broader view also supports resilience. When money becomes the sole measure of worth, setbacks can feel like personal failure. When wealth includes growth, learning, and contribution, setbacks become feedback. In practice, this topic encourages readers to build a personal philosophy of prosperity that integrates ambition with well-being, so that financial success supports life purpose instead of replacing it. Secondly, intention, clarity, and the mechanics of manifestation. The manifestation approach emphasized here begins with clarity. The book presents intention as a disciplined process of deciding what you want, why you want it, and what kind of person you must become to sustain it. Vague desires like more money are treated as weak signals. Clearer targets tied to meaningful reasons are positioned as more actionable and motivating. This topic also highlights the role of attention and expectation. What you repeatedly focus on tends to shape decisions, risk tolerance, and pattern recognition. In that way, manifestation is not portrayed as wishful thinking, but as a method of organizing the mind and behavior around a chosen outcome. Readers are encouraged to align goals with values to reduce inner conflict, because goals that clash with ethics or identity often trigger guilt and inconsistency. The book also implies that emotional coherence matters. Wanting wealth while resenting wealthy people, or craving success while fearing visibility, creates friction. The practical takeaway is to treat manifestation as a cycle: define, feel, believe, act, and refine. Over time, this cycle trains both confidence and competence, turning intention into structured momentum. Thirdly, mindset reconditioning and removing prosperity blocks. Another major topic is identifying and dissolving prosperity blocks, the internal narratives that limit earning, receiving, and expanding. The book focuses on how early experiences, cultural messages, and past disappointments can program scarcity thinking, such as the belief that money is stressful, that success requires suffering, or that wanting more is selfish. These beliefs can show up as chronic overgiving, fear of charging fairly, avoiding budgeting, or staying loyal to familiar struggle. By treating these patterns as learned rather than fixed, the book encourages a reconditioning process. Notice the story, test it against evidence, and replace it with a belief that supports constructive action. This is not framed as naive positivity, it is framed as mental hygiene that prevents old assumptions from driving new decisions. Emotional regulation is implied as part of the work, because financial growth often triggers discomfort, responsibility, and visibility. Readers are guided to build tolerance for expansion, meaning the ability to hold larger goals without panic or self-sabotage. The intended result is a mindset that supports smart risk, taking, sustained effort, and a healthier relationship with money and self-worth. Fourthly, aligned action, turning spiritual ideas into daily habits. The book emphasizes that manifestation without action tends to become fantasy, while action without alignment can become burnout. This topic centers on bridging inner work with consistent behaviors that create real outcomes. Readers are encouraged to translate vision into routines, setting priorities, tracking progress, improving skills, and making decisions that match long-term goals. In a prosperity context, that can include disciplined learning, relationship building, and delivering value, whether through a career, entrepreneurship, or creative work. The concept of aligned action suggests that the right actions are not only productive, but also congruent with personal values and strengths, making them more sustainable. The book also highlights persistence and iteration. Results often arrive through multiple feedback cycles rather than a single breakthrough. By focusing on process, readers reduce dependence on perfect timing or external validation. This practical orientation can help prevent common manifestation pitfalls like waiting for a sign while avoiding uncomfortable tasks. The larger message is that spiritual principles can be operationalized through habits and standards. When daily actions consistently match intention, confidence grows, opportunities become easier to recognize, and progress becomes measurable rather than purely aspirational. Lastly, ethics, service, and the responsibility of abundance, a distinguishing theme is the idea of enlightened prosperity, meaning wealth pursued with conscience and contribution. The book suggests that lasting abundance is strengthened by ethical behavior, self-respect, and a service mindset. Instead of chasing money at any cost, readers are encouraged to consider how their success impacts others, including clients, family, community, and personal integrity. This approach reframes value creation as the foundation of financial growth. When you solve meaningful problems, provide excellent work, or improve lives, income becomes a byproduct of contribution. It also addresses the internal side of ethics, such as resolving guilt about wanting more, fear of outgrowing peers, or anxiety about being judged. By normalizing wealth as compatible with kindness and spirituality, the book aims to reduce the split some readers feel between ambition and morality. This topic also points towards stewardship, budgeting, investing, giving, and planning as ways to manage energy and resources responsibly. The larger benefit is stability. When prosperity is tied to values and service, motivation tends to last longer, reputation strengthens, and success feels cleaner, creating a foundation for both fulfillment and growth. In conclusion, Metaphysical Millionaires is best suited for readers who want a prosperity model that respects both ambition and inner development. It can appeal to spiritually curious entrepreneurs, creatives, and professionals who sense that mindset alone is not enough, but who also do not want a purely technical finance manual. The book benefits a reader's life by reframing wealth as a practice that includes clarity, emotional regulation, identity growth, and consistent action. That combination can help readers reduce self-sabotage, choose goals that feel meaningful, and build habits that produce measurable progress. It also supports a healthier relationship with money by challenging guilt, scarcity narratives, and the tendency to equate self-worth with external results. Compared to similar manifestation titles, the value is in its emphasis on responsibility and integration. It encourages intentional living rather than quick fixes, and it links spiritual ideas to practical execution. For readers tired of extremes, either purely mystical promises or purely mechanical hustle, this book offers a middle path that can feel both grounded and inspiring. It is worth buying if you want a framework that treats financial growth as a byproduct of becoming more aligned, capable, and ethically driven. If you would like to support RJ Purcell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.